The next item on the agenda is Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Kluzewicz. Did I come close?
I think that's it.
Hey.
Kathy, I'll go right into the slides. Mr. and Mrs. Kluzewicz are requesting authorization to construct two 50-foot by 12-foot riprap breakwaters with 1,000 cubic yards of sandy material placed landward of the breakwaters as beach nourishment, adjacent to their property situated along the Piankatank River in Gloucester County. Project is protested by two nearby property owners. This is the project is located along the Piankatank River. This is the Route 3 bridge over the Piankatank from Matthews into Middlesex County. A little closer view of the topographic map. The project site faces generally north, and the river is between 3,700 feet wide to this point and a mile wide in the due north direction. The shallow water is very shallow in the near shore. That blue line here represents the 1 meter contour. The shoreline includes a 15 to 20 foot tall bank with a narrow sandy intertidal zone. Project is located in the new River Watch subdivision. This subdivision includes 11 waterfront lots along the Piankatank River and a community lot, which is depicted in that yellowish-orange color. It's orange on the screen here. The project site is actually in the little bend in the shoreline there, right where the arrow depicts. This is the 2002 aerial photographs that we use quite often. The subdivision extends from here all the way down to here. The project is located in this area. And you can see from the lightly colored waters there that there is a shallow, sandy intertidal area. It's the same aerial but closer with the Gloucester County tax map overlay. This is the property here. This is that community lot that you'll see in some of the other pictures. The project is protested by the downstream property owner, Mr. Jett, and then the association, the developer still owns the association, and he is objecting to the project. Proposal calls for the construction of two 50-foot by 12-foot riprap breakwaters and 1,000 cubic yards of sandy material placed landward as beach nourishment. Proposal also calls for the bank grading and construction of 185 feet of riprap revetment and the construction of a private pier extending 200 feet channel to meet high water and a 18 by 36-foot open-sided boathouse. The revetment and the grading are proposed landward of mean low water and therefore are outside of the jurisdiction of the commission. The local wetland board did hear and approve that matter. Additionally, the pier and boathouse are non-commercial, and the boathouse is open-sided and under 700 square feet in size and is not opposed by either of the adjacent property owners. One of the protestants that is not objecting to the project has mentioned he was objecting to the boathouse, but he's not an adjoining property owner. Accordingly, the pier and boathouse meet the statutory authorization for private piers and boathouses contained in the code. Just for your background, this is the yellowish area is the proposed beach nourishment, two breakwaters, and then the land side of the project. This is the revetment that was approved by the local wetland board, and this is the proposed bank grading. This is the proposed top of slope. This is the existing top of slope. Cross-sectional drawing noting the breakwater and beach nourishment. This aerial photograph was taken last year. Project is located in the curve of the shoreline. The breakwaters and nourishment are protested by Mr. Charles Jett, the adjoining property owner downstream, and Mr. Clem Carlisle, the president of the River Watch Homeowners Association. Mr. Jett is concerned the beach nourishment may not remain behind the breakwaters and that the breakwaters may disrupt the natural movement of sand along the shoreline. He also states the lot is very deep and no structures are threatened by erosion. Mr. Carlisle states the Riverwatch Homeowners Association is strongly opposed to the project, but he does not provide the rationale. The ground shot of the shoreline project is located in this area. Note the sandy intertidal area. This is an aerial looking upstream. Interesting to note in the picture that the majority of the downstream properties are hardened with primarily bulkheads and some riprap, and also most of them are graded. In their report dated January 11th of this year, VIM states the breakwaters should be effective in addressing the erosion of the property, but add that it would be preferable if the breakwaters were part of a system designed to treat all of the properties within the reach of the shoreline. They also question the need to grade the bank and also to install a riprap revetment at the toe of the bank. The Department of Conservation and Recreation finds the project acceptable, but notes the applicant will need to submit a water quality impact assessment for review and approval by the local government in accordance with the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act, and also that the grading and land disturbance activities must be conducted in conformance with the Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook. Final aerial. This, again, is project location. Properly designed breakwaters with beach nourishment are generally considered to be a desirable method to address shoreline erosion, since the breakwaters are designed to maintain a sandy intertidal beach habitat landward of the breakwaters. Although VIMS questions the need for the revetment and the breakwaters, the contractor argues that the revetment is still needed to protect the bank during storm events. He stated during the Gloucester Wetland Board hearing that he would need to grade the bank to a much flatter slope if the revetment were not allowed, and that such grading would disrupt more of the riparian boundary. Additionally, since the lot is narrow, it would be difficult to transition such a deep cut into the adjoining lots. Staff agrees it would be preferable to treat the entire shoreline with a comprehensive plan. Unfortunately, it's often difficult to coordinate the development of a comprehensive plan when the shoreline is owned by multiple private owners. We would, however, strongly encourage the development of such a plan. The current proposal appears to be a reasonable approach to protect the applicant's property, and the breakwaters could be incorporated into a comprehensive plan should one be developed in the future to treat the entire reach. Accordingly, we recommend approval of the construction of the breakwaters and associated beach nourishment with a condition that the applicants provide a detailed plan for planting the intertidal area created landward of the breakwaters. Additionally, we recommend the assessment of a royalty of $175 for the encroachment of the beach nourishment at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. I'm happy to attempt to answer any questions.
Thank you, Chip. Any questions for Chip? Applicant here or represented? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Jeff Watkins with Riverworks.
You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir, to God?
I do.
Thank you, Jeff. State your name. Who you represent again, please?
Jeff Watkins with Riverworks, for the contractor and agent on this project.
Good to have you, Jeff.
Thank you. I'd be glad to answer any questions. My only statement would be that we certainly accept staff's recommendation of a planning schedule and depict specific areas that will be planted and time constraints.
Any questions from Jeff, Mr. Watkins? Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Protestants present? Protestants present? There come none. The matter is before the commission for action.
Move the adoption of staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Hyland. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. For further discussion, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. One abstention. Mr. Schick abstains. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda, James Hill. It's the Benny Stagg Show.
Busy this time.
Thank you.
This is a request from James Hill to retain a previously constructed and unauthorized second riparian pier at his property and also a previously unauthorized concrete boat ramp, both situated along Streeter Creek, which is a tributary to the Nansemond River or to Hampton Roads in the city of Suffolk. Again, this project is located along Streeter Creek. This general location, the Monitor-Merrimack Bridge Tunnel is off the slide to the left here. Craney Island is to the right. This is an aerial photograph of the property, which is basically this property right here. Actually, the house sits way up here. As you can see, there are two.